Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. Let's go. Okay, a subject everybody's discoursed with one way or the other, whether you're for them or against them, drugs. Drugs to induce high states of mind. Drugs to run away from your problems. Drugs that people claim, like cannabis, marijuana, have health benefits, or is that just a lot of baloney? We're going to get into it today. As always, you're going to have to learn a little bit of the fundamentals. And I think in a world ridden with Prozac, Wellbutrin, Zoloft, all sorts of recreational drugs, I think we need to understand a little bit about what drugs really do as it relates to the way the brain was structured. In other words, the neuroanatomy. We're going to go into the neuroanatomy today. As always, the anatomy of the brain, better seen with pictures. If you don't have the computer, get a computer and learn it. But I'll compensate. I'll try to describe it in the theater of your mind. But for those of you, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. That's two T's, .cc. And get onto the radio literature section and get into today's show. Just follow the prompts. You're going to see approximately, what is that, 20 pictures. I've got 20 wonderful pictures of the anatomy of the brain, of the neurons, the brain cells. The cell, of course, is the basic unit of organization in each organ, the cell. The brain's got gazillion cells. Those cells are called neurons. Nerve cells are called neurons. We're going to string these neurons together into one big long electrical circuit, and we're going to explain what drugs do. You take drugs because you want to feel good. You want the God experience. You can't get the God experience without the drug. That's not the natural state of our chemistry. The natural state of our chemistry, and I'm going to get into this today, is to find God within the chemistry of the body, the God-given chemistry of the body. But if you don't understand that, if you don't know how to access that, and times are rough, you're going to go to drugs, and that's why lots of people do. It's not so much things are bad, although sometimes it's understandable in a sense, but I'm going to maintain it's not so much things are bad. Americans aren't turning to drugs and haven't turned to drugs over the last 50 years, not because things were so bad, but because they have high expectations of life and they don't understand their bodies. That's the point here, that there are nerve mechanisms. There are electrical circuits in the body, and if you learn to use those electrical circuits, the God-given electrical circuits, you're going to find God through your body, your being. That high will inhabit you as a natural course of your human physiology. Now, without that understanding, you're going to go to drugs. So let's start with some of the basics. If you're online and on the website, picture number one, it's showing you your God-given brain. So inside your skull, as we all know, is the brain. The brain, and we all know what the brain looks like, is connected to the spinal cord. So brain and spinal cord together, it kind of looks like a tadpole. Looks like a big blob of jelly with a tail. That entire complex, that brain and that spinal cord, again, that's picture number one if you're online, is covered in a thick, tough sheet of connective tissue called dura mater. And if you're not new to the show, you've heard me say that a million times. Well, I'm going to keep saying it until you really inhabit it. That dura mater, in Latin, dura mater means tough mother. And when you dissect it out in the labs, in chiropractic school, I kind of ran the anatomy lab. I had the keys to it. And I had the pleasure of dissecting over 100 bodies, head to toe. I could sit in there with the scalpel until 2 o'clock in the morning by myself. Nobody wanted to do it. It was the great thing about chiropractic school. You really learn the anatomy if you chose to do so. Well, doing this, I cut through so many brains, and there's this really, really tough connective sheath around the brain called the dura mater. Moms, when you worry that your kids could get meningitis, viral or bacterial meningitis, that meningitis is an inflammation of this very tough tissue. So we're all familiar with the dura mater one way or the other. So there is this tough connective tissue sheath surrounding the brain and the spinal cord. Between the dural sheath and the brain and spinal cord is an empty space. That empty space is filled with fluid. That fluid is called the milk of the brain, cerebrospinal fluid, a clear, normally sterile fluid. When you get a spinal tap, because they want to find out if the infection's in your brain, they take a syringe, a needle, and they pluck it right through your skin, your muscles. They go through the dural tissue. They don't hit the spinal cord, hopefully, but they go through the dural tissue and they extract some of that white, clear liquid. And then they analyze it in the lab to see that if it's got microbes in it or viruses or if it's free of them. Now, this fluid is normally sterile. But if you're infected in the brain, that infection's going to be in that fluid. So we kind of know a spinal tap. Of course, what's the side effect of the spinal tap? Horrid headaches. Why? Well, the brain is floating in this water. The brain floats. The floating brain. You don't think of that. That's not a normal way we think of the brain. It's just inside our skull. We understand it's protected by our hard, bony skull. And those bones, of course, as you know from my other shows, those bones come apart. Those bones vibrate, the cranial bones. So your skull is encased in a bunch of vibrating cranial bones. When you breathe correctly up through the nose and you relax your body, you contact your parasympathetic nervous system through proper breath, those bones vibrate a little different, and that vibration extends itself to the brain. That's a big part of what we call the normal breath rhythm. Not commonly understood. Allopathy doesn't recognize this. Cranial osteopathy does. The heart of what the medical profession calls osteopathy and honors completely at Kaiser, at your local hospital. Those osteopaths, they were founded at the turn of the century, the last century, by Andrew Still. And Dr. Still, an osteopath, very, very sympathetic to the statements I'm making today on the show. So understand this isn't so left field, that your breath will induce a flow of cerebral spinal fluid is an osteopathic principle, or originally it was. If you read the works of Andrew Still, of Fulford, these guys understood it all. That died out by the, I guess, 1960s and 70s and 80s, and definitely today it's dead in osteopathy. But not really. John Upledger, Hugh Milne, these are cranial osteopaths. They understand what I'm talking about prolifically and practice it and open institutes and schools to teach this. So this isn't so left field. The point is for you right now today to focus in on why we do drugs. We do drugs because we don't understand what I'm saying. But you do. So pat yourself on the back for that. You're on the cutting edge of the culture, which you face and hit every day when you kind of spread the information, when you talk to your friends and they look at you like your cuckoo clock. Well, you're just ahead of your time. So this brain is floating in cerebral spinal fluid. That cerebral spinal fluid is called the milk of the brain. The cerebral spinal fluid is the lymph of the brain. The brain has no lymph. There's no lymphatic system in the brain. The cerebral spinal fluid is the lymphatic system of the brain. Now, if you're on the website, straighttalk.cc, you're looking at picture number one. and you're following the arrows. Those arrows, guys, are that's the flow of the cerebral spinal fluid. It flows inside, around, upside the brain. Wonderful. Now, that cerebrospinal fluid is produced. This is beyond divine. That's not an oxymoron. This is so interesting. The cerebral spinal fluid is produced in the ventricular system of the brain. So the heart has two ventricles, the heart, a left and right ventricle, and they pump. The brain has ventricles. It has four ventricles, in a sense. Those ventricles pump. Do you know what they pump? They pump cerebrospinal fluid. There's a place in the brain. If you're looking at picture number one with the red center there, that red center are arteries. Arteries. The blood supply to the brain goes into a place in the brain called the choroid plexus. So the blood to your brain from your heart pumped up through your carotid arteries into your brain produces from the blood, from red blood. Red blood becomes a white, clear fluid called cerebrospinal fluid. This transition occurs in the choroid plexus of the brain. And once the brain makes this white, transparent fluid, the ventricular system pumps that fluid through your brain, down your spinal cord, up your spinal cord, and into every intercellular space of the brain. There's a fluidity, a flow. Now, these ventricles are pumping the cerebral spinal fluid, which the arterial system in the choroid plexus is making, and your breath through your nostrils, not your mouth, but through your nostrils. Check my show out on the power of breath. I really get into this, right? Breath is life. You holistic guys out there, yoga, Pilates, Qigong, Tai Chi, Kung Fu, the Alexander technique, Rolfing. Everybody in natural medicine knows that breath is life. It's life because if breath is patent, there's another word you always hear me use, patent. That means if it's functioning optimally, if breath is understood the way Pavarotti and Caruso understood breath, the way Whitney Houston would have to understand breath, any great theater person, any great singer, operatic, understand breath. So do the people in the healing arts understand breath. And breath, if it's patent, if it's proper, helps pump the cerebral spinal fluid that the ventricles of the brain are pumping. But the ventricles of the brain are being influenced by your cranial bones, which better be vibrating symmetrically with each other, which is very connected to your bite, a symmetrical bite. So you come into this with me now, all of you, and get this straight. A symmetrical bite, breath through the nostrils in a clear nose, an aligned cervical spine, a ventricular system, all pumping and moving in unison your cerebral spinal fluid. That's big. That's really big, and I'm going somewhere with this. Yes, yes, yes. There's somewhere to go with your understanding, but I'm not going to tell you yet. I'm going to tell you later. Because we got to get to cocaine and marijuana and Prozac. And we got to discuss what these things are about and why people are doing them and why you don't need to do them and why if you're doing them, there's a way to get off them. We've got a show for you. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. 949-873-2127. 949-873-2127. I've got two spaces left for my class next week. It's almost closed out. I have two spaces. Somebody do the smart thing for yourself. 949-873-2127 for my class. That's my class number 3 next Sunday. Give us a call. Affordable, easy, 6-7 straight hours of nonstop Medici educating you to help yourself so you don't spin. Especially if you're over the age of 50.